Okay, I'll start with the injuries. Corey Hall and Brett Swain both had knee sprains, and Colin Jenkins had a calf strain. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, how serious do you think Colin is?
You really don't know until tomorrow. And it's any time you have a strain, particularly of a muscle, it's the same one that he's strained in the past. So that's the concern there. We'll have more information for you tomorrow.
What do you think of James Starks?
I'm sorry?
James Starks,
you know, a really, really talented young man. The goal was to try to get him probably 8 to 10 carries. I wanted to see how he would handle it. And I thought he improved as the game went on. So I'm pleased with his individual performance. And I'm sure throughout the film study there will be some things we can improve on, pad level and some sort of that, ball security. But he did a nice job. To get him 18 carries in a game, just on a personal note, to for his development, because it's obvious he hasn't played in the game in quite some time. So I thought he performed very well and was very impressed with particularly the way he fell forward for 1 or 2 yards on a number of his carries. So he was off to a good start.
Mike, what did driver's touchdown do for you guys in terms of momentum?
I thought Donald's driver's touchdown was the biggest play in the game. I thought it ignited our football team. We needed that. We had some segments here in the first half that we weren't as sharp as we needed to. Had some plays where the ball probably didn't bounce our way, or call or two didn't go our way. So, and that's football. But I thought Donald Driver's play was clearly the biggest play in the game, and then we were able to, take off from there. And I thought our defense played very big today. They were kicking field goals, we weren't scoring touchdowns. I thought that was a big factor in the outcome.
What has been the keys to Aaron's play over the last month?
Aaron, he's playing sharp. Just the emphasis really starts with ball security, staying within the offense, and that's what you want from all your players, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. He's really in the groove. Just being smart, they played some two-man against us in third down. He was able to hurt them with his feet. We had a couple sacks that I'm sure we'll be discussing as a staff tomorrow. But Aaron's in a very good rhythm. And really offensively, our ball security is right where it needs to be, and we need to keep it there. I think we have one turnover in the last 4 or 5 games, so very pleased with the offense in that aspect.
Mike, on the fourth down.
I know it's an ancient history, but are you glad he's playing for the Packers today and not the 49ers? Because it could have been the other way around.
I'm glad Aaron Rodgers is a Packer, yes, no doubt.
Mike, on the fourth down play where you throw the touchdown pass and they threw them offsides, initially, is your thinking that you just wanted, if you don't draw them offside, you're going to punt, or are you going to run a play no matter what there?
Fourth down?
On the long touchdown pass to Jennings there? My mistake on the down, was that third down?
It was third down, yes.
I'm sorry.
Right. I'll say I'll check my call, so I don't remember calling fourth down call today.
Mike, can you just talk about the 17 play, 74-yard drive? Is that the football?
Well, that's what you want to do. We weren't quite into the four-minute offense, but we were in the mode of first and second down, and it just speaks volumes of your guys up front. Start with the offensive line and the backs and the tight ends. So just to be able to stay in favorable down and distance to pick up the tough yards. We felt coming out of the Atlanta game, we had way too many second ones and third ones in that game, and just the emphasis of finishing, whether it was a run or a catch. I thought we did a better job of that today on offense, and that was very apparent on that particular drive. But to eat that much clock off the time of the game, when you're in a two-score lead, I mean, that's exactly what you want to do. So that was a big backbreaker, I'm sure, for the 49ers.
Did you get to call anybody on the T formation?
I'm sorry?
Did you get to call anybody?
Just look at some old film up there in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, so it was fitting. It's for the right reasons. They do a good job with that. John Kuhn, that fits his run style, that inside run.
Mike, did you have to change the way you call this game because of the weather, the wind, or anything? Or did you call it as playing?
I thought I would have to when I got up this morning. Just going outside with the gust, going up to supposedly between 25 and 30 mile an hour, but it didn't feel that way today. It didn't factor. It factored it in the kicking game. I think it was obvious to everybody, particularly on the kickoffs and just the different type of kicks that we were using throughout the game. But it did not factor in the passing game as far as calling the plays. Aaron was fine with it pregame. So,
Mike, how do you feel you guys are positioned for these last four regular season games?
Well, it's the fourth quarter, and that's really what I addressed the team. I mean, this is the way you're supposed to play at home, take care of your business at home, and Moving on to Detroit, I mean, Detroit's a division game on the road. It's our last road division game, and we've been saying it the last couple weeks, and you know, the four games in December, this is December football, and it's just those little things that we have to be very sharp on, and there's a couple things in the first half I'm sure we'll clean up and build on for next week. But you know, we're playing good football right now. But good isn't good enough, as we know. So we want to be playing our best football, and that'll be our challenge, that'll be our emphasis, and that'll be the way we approach Detroit.
Talk about the two timeouts on the first drive. What happened?
The one was just a personnel, a missed personnel, and the second one was some communication. It was the right thing to do. But the first one was that our substitution was not in order.
Mike, when you make a point to tell your team not to worry about anybody else, whether it's the Bears or whatever, you sort of just focus on the task at hand, is that the message?
That was a message Monday, and it'll be the same message this week. We're not even talking about it because, in my opinion, and until you get to 10 wins, you're just wasting time. You're wasting conversation. You need to keep your focus on the next game. You know, we need to get the 9 wins next week. That's our focus. We need to go to Detroit, get that 9th win. So, and then we come back from there. We'll see where we are. But it's too early to sit there and play what if and that. It's a waste of time. And as you know, in this league, so many things change week to week. It's so competitive. There's so many people, teams, that are challenging at this time of year. You know, we need to spend all our time, focus, and energy on the Detroit Lions, and that's our message, that's our focus.
Coach, can you talk about the running back unit as a whole, how they all fill different roles to be effective as a unit?
Well, you know, Corey Hall had the injury today, but, you know, it's very nice to have flexibility with three fullbacks because you can really play to their strength, and it gives John Kuhn the opportunity to bounce, you know, back and forth from fullback to halfback. And now I'm excited about our three halfbacks. I feel like we have three diversely different runners, and I'm looking forward to moving into our next game plan. So, because James, there was the unknown, just how he would play on game day. I think Brandon's he has been our steady number one there, and he handles everything, pass protection all the way through. And Dimitri just needs a real chance. You know, I just really haven't given him the real opportunity. So it'd be great to have him back. Feel very good about the halfback position today. You know, a lot more so than I did probably 5 or 6 weeks ago.
What do you like most about what Starks did out
there? I like his running style. I mean, everybody's going to talk about how high he is, just because of a particular build. But he's a talented young man, and when he comes out the back end, you better watch out. It's going to the end zone. I mean, he has that kind of ability. But you know, he falls forward, and the bigger backs that have that ability. And that's a difference. You know, that's a difference between second and seven and second and four. And that's what we'll continue to train him to do. But he has a little different dimension than the other two guys. And they're all uniquely different, which I think is a real plus for an offensive staff when you're game planning, particularly in the run game and even in the passing game too, because they all can contribute out of the backfield. So we're getting better at the halfback position, which is important here down the stretch.
Like, what's making Jennings more productive right now?
Opportunities, probably, and just the fact that we've done a good job moving them around. And Greg, you know, really, I always go to the player. I mean, that's who ultimately deserves the credit. But, Greg's a fine football player. He doesn't need me to stand up and say that. He's always played at a high level, you know. But, you know, early in the year, we had more options, you know, for the quarterback. And, Greg's really cashing in on his opportunities.
Mike, the uniform change, is that something that's more of a hassle or something you guys embrace?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. You know, I think sometimes when you look on the TV and you see some of the other teams, you go, whoa. You know, but, I really like the way our guys looked in the uniform. Man, it was a tribute to the, 1929 championship team, which, you know, anytime you have an opportunity to say thank you to the tradition and the history of the Green Bay Packers, you have to do so. It's because it's an honor to work here, and I know everybody feels that way that is employed here. But I thought it was great for our football team. They enjoyed it. They liked the look, and I think our fans enjoyed it. And it was great for a day.
Coach,